Please pray with me. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So for those who might not have been here last Sunday, Pastor Mary Kay began a sermon series on the Common Commission, the words found at the end of nearly every worship service that we say together. So let's review, as Mary Kay gave us a definition from Merriam-Webster, as commission is defined. It is an authorization or command granting the power to perform various acts or duties, the authority to act for, in behalf of, or in place of another. Pastor Mary Kay emphasized that this commission was common, meaning all of ours. Her exact words were, "This is what the company of believers does. We hold on to each other. We console each other, encourage and embolden each other, and even believe for each other. We hold our commission in common together." End quote. Besides matching last Sunday, Mary Kay and I had a moment a few weeks ago when I was working on the devotional journal for the mission trip, and she was working on the title of her sermon, and we were talking and discovered that there was something oddly similar about the titles of the two. Her sermon was originally Commonly Commissioned, and the original title for the devotional journal was Commissioned Commonly. So we had a great laugh, and I uttered this cackle that was very high-pitched and quite boisterous. But we laughed about how both wonderful and how a little scary it was, how similarly we've started to think. But it provoked some interesting discussion nonetheless, because my take on being commissioned commonly compared to her commonly commissioned was one of semantics and wordplay, but it was loaded nonetheless. We saw the meanings of this word common from two very different angles. The meaning that I was ascribing to common was in the sense of being basic, relatable, easy to understand, an everyday occurrence, ordinary, versus common in the sense of whole, together, and all of us. So as we talked about it, I looked at our commission as something that was foundational and core, fundamental to what we do, how we do it, and who we are when we do this work of ministering. But this commission, these words that we say at the end of every worship service, are they really all that basic? Is this commission really all that common? Because in some ways, it feels like it should be. Mary Kay left off with the words, "Go forth into the world in peace, being of good courage." And this is where I pick up with, "Hold fast to that which is good, and render to no one evil for evil." So as you heard from Sandy this morning for our scripture reading, the Samaritans were second-class citizens, victims of prejudice, discrimination, and racism. Half Jew, half Gentile, they were in conflict with the majority of Jews over where and how to worship, yet still a sect of Judaism nonetheless. And this parable of the Good Samaritan should also sound familiar from a few weeks ago, as Cal preached on this text and preached a wonderful sermon on "Who is my neighbor?" She pointed out that one would have expected the Levite and the priest to surely stop for the man who had been beaten and left for dead. But they didn't. And since Jesus was a fan of telling stories about the underdog and the social outcasts prevailing, we hear how it was, in fact, this Samaritan who stopped and helped the one left on the side of the road. What is the good that each of these onlookers is holding on to? For the priest and the Levite, perhaps they felt that adhering to the law with a capital L, that they were in fact holding fast to that which is good. It may very well have been the law with a capital L that stopped them from engaging with this man. The Levite and the priest would have been of the religious elite, the presiders and leaders, and the practice of Torah law and worship. And I don't know if you've read through the entire book of Leviticus and some of the text from Deuteronomy, but there are some 637 different law codes, and perhaps some of those law codes prevented the Levite and the priest from responding and engaging. Maybe it wasn't their job, their day-to-day laboring. Maybe they weren't trained in administering first aid, I don't know. And then comes the Samaritan, someone whom, from the victim's perspective, would have been far more terrifying than the robbers because of the ingrained and intrinsic prejudice and racism as they approached. Would this be the end for the victim? Because if the victim were a non-Samaritan Jew, he most likely would have thought that he was about to meet his end sooner than just being left on the road to die. Yet that's not how the story ends. The Samaritan, knowing full well their status in that society and culture as less than, makes a decision. Acts out of compassion. Acts out of recognition of common humanity. And sees the suffering, not the religion or the race. But the common humanity the Samaritan recognizes could be taken in the way that Mary Kay spoke about last week, that shared, communal humanity, common. Or it could also be seen as the core, foundational, fundamental knowledge that communicates that we are, in fact, all human beings worthy of help. The Samaritan defies the system put in place against them and challenges perceptions in order to help someone in need, not because of any personal motivation or wanting to score brownie points within a society, but because that person needed help. No questions asked about citizenship or status, simply because they saw someone hurting and alone, as everything else had literally been taken from the man. It's kind of like that awkward moment when we recognize in our own piety and our own zeal for our faith, and then we see folks acting more Christianly, even when they don't identify as Christians, let alone identify with any faith tradition. Has that ever happened to you? We meet those who believe and try to live out the common good because the good ought to be common. And not just the nice words that Jesus says on occasion, and those nice words that we reach for and that we search for coming out of Jesus' mouth feel fewer and fewer because of just how critical Jesus actually was of the powers and principalities, more so than we give him credit. We meet those non-Christians who believe in the equal dignity and humanity of all simply by virtue of being human. Those who believe in good because, as God said about creation, it is. I have found in my life that there are those who don't identify as Christians. Those are the people in my life whom I love dearly, who tend to be the ones that challenge me to look at my faith, my sense of that which is good, and force me to pause and reflect onto what I hold fast to. Jesus, ever the critic and the skeptic, tells this parable as a means of communicating a new law with a capital L, a new good, a new commission that perhaps was intended to be common, foundational, fundamental, and even ordinary to the way we ought to be living. The Samaritan showed the good to which they were holding fast to. The parable calls us at the very least to maybe, just maybe, think about the idea that we shouldn't punish suffering with more suffering. That rather suffering should be met instead with compassion, with concern, with love and aid, and hope for healing, peace, security, regardless. And I'm going to repeat that. The parable calls us, at the very least, to examine the idea that just maybe we shouldn't punish suffering with more suffering, that rather suffering should instead be met with compassion, concern, love, aid, and hope for healing, regardless. So work campers and mission trippers, this is a question you will see come up again this week. And it also serves as a charge to us going forward. What is the good that we are holding fast to? And to the congregation, what is the good that you hold fast to? And does it help you to render to no one evil for evil? Do we seek to alleviate the suffering, strengthen the faint-hearted, support the weak, and help the afflicted? Because if we are a faith community, a Christian community who believes this as our call to action, then to good we hold fast, and evil we render to no one. Amen.